Smooth and easy. The Breeze 103.1 with the Doobie Brothers. Stand by with your pen and pencil ready because I'm going to give you some great intelligence for your health here on the John Tesh Radio Show. The menu for one meal that could add 5 years to your life. Are you ready? We found this in Women's World Magazine, but it comes from Dutch researchers. They found that this meal is so healthy that eating it regularly could decrease your risk of heart disease by 76% and add 5 years to your life. That's just from eating it once a week. Here's the menu. For an appetizer, a salad made from spinach leaves, topped with chopped walnuts and drizzled with olive oil and vinegar. That will help lower your cholesterol levels and slow the aging process. The entree is salmon teriyaki, prepared with at least 2 cloves of fresh garlic and 1 tablespoon of fresh ginger. That entree will strengthen your immune system and help defend you against everything from a cold to cancer. Your beverage should be 1 glass of red wine. I know you're supposed to drink white wine with fish, but red wine will do a better job preventing heart disease, cancer, even asthma. And for dessert, 1/2 cup of fat-free yogurt and 1/2 cup of blueberries. The yogurt is an immune booster, a great source of calcium, and protects you against colon cancer. The blueberries help prevent a host of diseases. They're the number one source of antioxidants. They also help you maintain your eyesight and reduce inflammation in your blood vessels and arteries. Want to review? And I'll put this on Tesh.com for you. Have a spinach salad with walnuts and oil and vinegar dressing, salmon teriyaki with fresh garlic and ginger, 1 glass of red wine, yogurt and blueberries for dessert. Eat that once a week. You'll be adding 5 more candles to your birthday cake, and you'll be thanking us.
Relaxing music and intelligence for your life. The John Tesh Radio Show.
Smooth and easy, 103.1, The Breeze.
Natalie Cole, smooth and easy for you on The Breeze 103.1. Here's some more intelligence for your life on The John Tesh Radio Show. If you want to make more friends or get your boss to notice how great you are, I'm going to give you 5 ways to make anyone like you. These come from the book, What You Don't Know About How Others See You, by psychologist Dr. Ann Demarais. Tip number one, start on an upbeat note. I love this. Even if what's on your mind is the traffic jam you just dealt with, people tend to view you in the same light as the first words out of your mouth. Start on an upbeat note. Tip number two, pause for 2 seconds. Whether somebody is showing you a picture of their kid, giving you a business card, or showing off their new haircut, you'll instantly seem more interested when you pause. And when you seem interested, you become more interesting to that person. The third step to get anybody to like you, give a compliment. Make sure it's sincere. The people we like best are the ones who make us feel good about ourselves. And nothing makes us feel better than a sincere, thoughtful compliment. Make it personal. It's not enough to say, hey, I really like that tie. You got to say, that tie looks great on you. Tip number four, touch their arm. A simple touch conveys that there's a connection between you and the other person. In fact, a recent study found that strangers in a mall were more apt to like and help out a person who had just casually touched their arm. Tip number five, to boost your likability factor, mention an interesting fact. And that's where this show comes in handy. A recent survey found that passing along just one unusual tidbit, like, did you know cats can make more than 100 different sounds, makes people think you're a great conversationalist. And here's one last bonus likability tip. Walking quickly makes others see you as extra positive. People think you have lots of energy, and you're someone they like to know.
There have been exciting breakthroughs.
This hour of the John Tesh Radio Show is brought to you by the Institute of Facial Surgery.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show.
Coming up, you know that old saying, you're not getting older, you're just getting better? It seems to be true, and I'll tell you about it next. Here's guitarist Craig Tukiso on The Breeze 103.1. John Tesh hanging with you right here on The Breeze 103.1. You're listening to the radio program that promises to make you the smartest person in the room. We do that with the stuff we call intelligence for your life. My name is John Tesh. This is, couldn't think of a better name, the John Tesh Radio Show. And if you want to follow up on any of the intelligence I have each and every day, just log on to Tesh.com. All the books and websites and archives are right there just for you. Remember that old saying, you're not getting older, you're getting better? Well, it seems to be true. Conventional wisdom says that your personality is set by the time you're 30, right? But according to new research from Stanford University, the human personality does change as we age. And here's how. First, when it comes to our personal relationships, we get more conscientious and consider how our actions will affect others more often. We're also easier to get along with as we get older, and we become more agreeable, more generous, and helpful. That blows the whole grumpy old man scenario out of the water. Another change in personality, as we get older, we're less open to new experiences. We are not as willing to meet new people. We get stuck in our ways, and we do fear change as we grow older. As women get older, shows this research, they worry less, become less insecure. And on the work front, we learn to juggle more tasks, and we do get more organized. The bottom line is, as we age, we care more about work, family, and responsibilities. So stop dreading your birthday. As the saying goes, and it's official now, you are not getting older. You're getting much better.
Are you overwhelmed by the mortgage options out there?
You are listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on the Breeze 103.1. This is the radio program that promises to make you the smartest person in the room. We do that with Intelligence for Your Life. This is the John Tesh Radio Show, 866-865-TESH. And just so you know, we're testing everything on this program.
Did you know a diamond will break if you hit it with a hammer?
Don't try it. Hey, how about this one? The best fast food to eat while you're driving. I'm sorry, but I do this a lot, so this is why I found this information. We've said on the show before that it's dangerous to eat while driving. It's a fact, but we know you're going to do it anyway. So here's the Dashboard Driving Index, something created by the Kelton Research Firm. The Dashboard Dining Index that rates fast food chain items on a 10-point scale based on messiness, convenience, and portability in your car. The number one item is the Taco Bell Crunchwrap Supreme, which scored 8.4 points because its hexagon-shaped tortilla shell helped prevent spills and makes for easy one-hand eating. Meanwhile, Burger King's chicken tenders are the worst food to eat in a car, earning only 6.7 points for portability. And finally, Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is the fast food item requiring the least amount of napkins, only one per burger. Now you know.
LocalCalgary.com.
At 286-5000.
If it doesn't make you better, healthier, happier, or more interesting, you won't find it here on the John Tesh Radio Show. Remember, we always encourage you to live outside yourself, because we always become richer by being generous. We'll be back. Smooth and easy. The Breeze. 103.1.
CIQX-FM. 103.1 Calgary. A new CAP broadcasting radio station. Smooth and easy. The Breeze. 103.1. Now, the John Tesh Radio Show. Music and intelligence for your life.
This hour is all about the music you love, plus intelligence for your life. That's what we call all the information we round up that intrigues you, inspires you, makes an impact on your world. My name is John Tesh, and first up, ladies, I have one for you. If you go on lots of first dates but never get asked on second dates, I'll share tips from the experts on how to make it to round two. Then you've heard the saying, quitters never win. Well, sometimes quitters are the only people who win. Don't worry, I'll explain everything. And do you dream of saving more money? I'll share some easy ways to boost your bank account. That's all coming up. But first, here's a little 4th of July trivia you can use to impress your friends. Benjamin Franklin didn't want the bald eagle to be the symbol of America. Did you know that? He pushed for the turkey, mostly because it was served at the first Thanksgiving shared by colonists and Native Americans. And the Liberty Bell, the symbol of American freedom, hasn't chimed since 1846, when it cracked during a loud celebration on George Washington's birthday.